Alpine Lock, how can I help you?
Hi, is that Tiffany around, please?
This is she.
Hey, Tiffany, this is Gabe over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you doing, Gabe?
Doing good. I just wanted to follow up with you. It's been a couple, looks like a couple months since we spoke there. I just kind of wanted to see, you know, if you guys are, I know we had talked about some capital for expansion there, so I just wanted to follow up, see if you guys are still looking to secure some capital there for the business.
We never went through with doing any of that a couple of months ago. Everybody that we spoke to said that we would have to net 50 and that the amount was too high at that time. Let me look.
What are you guys have that current balance with Swift, is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, what?
Let me look at it right now and get you an amount. I haven't looked at it in some time. It's about 72,000.
About 72,000. I know last, were you still thinking about buying out that competitor there that we had talked about, or?
We had talked about that, but we found more than a couple of dozen red flags on his bookkeeping, and we ended up separating all ideas of purchasing that company just because he had quite a bit of, I know. I've signed a non-disclosure agreement, but there's
okay,
a lot of
no worries.
There's been a lot of red flags there, so it was not a good investment in the long run.
Got you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We are toying with the idea of expanding on real estate. We just don't know at this point if we should. There's a lot across the street from us for sale. There's also some residential rental properties in our area that we're toying with the idea of. But we just don't know how that's going to look with the existing balance with Swift. We don't know if it's feasible, sure. If not, then Swift will be paid off in 6 months and we'll be done. So.
Got you. So you guys looking for a larger location, it sounds like?
We've recently expanded our existing location from 4,000 feet. We bought the lot next to us, so it's going to be a little over 6,000 feet. So we are in the process right now of finalizing the permits to get the building that's there knocked down, and then we're adding on to our existing location. So just as far as real estate expansion is in expanding our holdings as far as properties goes, but not really moving our business location itself. Just
gotcha.
Investing.
Yeah. Got you. Absolutely. Excuse me. So do you want me to maybe follow up with you in a few weeks? It sounds like you guys are still on the fence there. When you mentioned the net 50 there, is that something that you guys could put to work there if we were able to pay off the 72 and net you another 70?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I do several state and local government agencies. We do all their security for them. And so they're on a patent program that I own. I own certain patented keyways and products. And so we go through that inventory rapidly. And so we have to order those direct from the manufacturer because we own the patent. And so anytime that we have additional cash flow, we go out and we purchase that. We can't even keep it on our shelves. That's how well the system basically just sells itself. So, of course, yeah, there's always going to be a way for us to turn around any additional working capital.
That's good. I mean, that's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah.
It's an awesome problem to have. Yeah, I mean, if you want, we could definitely see what we could do for you. You know, if you want to see what kind of proposal we could work up for the business there.
Okay. Yeah, just send me the information. I'll take a glance at it later this afternoon. I know I'm pretty tight today, but you should hear back from me by the end of the week, and I'll let you know if it looks like something we're interested in. Do you guys do payoffs without the net 50?
Typically, no. We do have, you know, I'm not sure if this is something that, you know, you guys would be considering, but we also have, you know, second position programs, you know, in which you could keep that first balance in place. You know, it's just, you know, something I just was going to run by you, but That's typically how it works with the Net 50. It's usually how we have to tackle it. But I don't know. I'll send you off the information. I have an email here. I'm not sure if this is accurate. It's Alice, A-L-A-S, at alpinewalkandsafe.com. Is that right?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, what I'll do, Tiffany, is I will shoot you off the information we'd need to kind of get you a proposal worked up and maybe circle back with you next week if I haven't heard from you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, definitely, Tiffany. I will get that email put together and go ahead and follow up with you if I haven't heard from you. Alrighty?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
Bye.